Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The DH, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball four. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Josie Deb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to second. Bill Nayarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nayarodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett throws to second for one, and White throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Nordhagen scores. Nayarodny moves to second. One out. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Erik Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nayarodny moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Nayarodny and he is safe. Brett steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pryor moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garr bunts towards the mound. Hostler fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to third. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny hits a line drive into right field. Cowens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cowens. Johnson moves to third. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Naorodny moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurdle for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-2 in the game. Zdeb hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Naerodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Lemon throws the ball into Soderholm, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hurdle goes all the way around to score. One out. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Frank White. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Terrell trapped. There's the throw to Kessinger, who tags Terrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Doug Bird now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing right field. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-3 in the game. Zdeb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington pinch runs for Clint Hurdle. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Washington steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Laron Lagro now pitching. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. Soderholm moves to second. One out. Al Raboski now pitching. Ron Blomberg pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gar hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Don Kessinger now playing second base. Alan Bannister now playing shortstop. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cowens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 4 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 4 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 4 in the game. Zdeb bunts towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 3-2, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lagro fires to first and has Washington trapped. There's the throw to Kessinger, who tags Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Naorodny takes first base on ball 4. Henry Cruz pinch runs for Bill Naorodny. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.